that in the midst of this dangerous, deadly world, God had all of our days written down in His book before we lived one of them. Mm-hmm. So we're absolutely safe in the hand of God until the day comes that He's done with our existence on this side of eternity.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, at the time we're recording this, we're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic with COVID-19, or the coronavirus, which is kind of ravaging not only the United States, but beyond the United States and into the rest of the world. Christians, naturally, have questions that surround that, not only about how personally they will deal with it, but what is God actually doing? And that's the main question here. What is God doing in allowing this to take place? You know, what is the connection maybe even to sin? Is God judging the planet by sending a horrendous disease like COVID-19 on us? Is this, is this like a plague that we read about in the book of Exodus, the plagues of Egypt? I wonder what would be your response to these things?
I want to think about this sort of thing, Josh, and other things in addition, whether we're talking about changes in the climate. I know there's a lot of debate as to how much of that's actually happening or not, but if it were to be true that we're experiencing global warming and that we're headed for some sort of disaster in the future as a result, I'm always amazed that people think about these things and the cause is always tied to humanity. So the idea being we're the ones destroying the planet. We're the ones bringing about these judgments upon ourselves. That sort of thinking. When in the Word of God, calamity, destruction is often tied to the hand of God. Mm-hmm. So my first thing I think about when I think about COVID-19 and other things like it is if indeed we think that that we live in a world in which God is not active, we'd be thinking wrongly. So is God involved in what's happening with COVID-19? Yes, there's no doubt about that in my mind. Nothing happens in this world that God doesn't have a plan for. Our God is sovereign in all things. There's not one stray atom in this universe. So there's nothing that happens in God's creation that God's not sovereign over. So this is taking place with God's permission, and God is active in the world. He hasn't stepped away from the world that He created. We also need to remember, I always think about this, that I'm living in a world that's fallen. Mm-hmm. When Adam fell, there was a curse pronounced, not only upon the man, but upon creation itself. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Bible teaches that this world we live in is living it out its existence in corruption. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Let me just stop there and say this. Obviously, Christians then can expect suffering. Mm-hmm. Paul acknowledges that we live with sufferings in the present age, but he says that whatever it is we suffer now isn't worthy to be compared to the glory we're going to experience afterward. Verse 19 says, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God." So due to Adam's fall, not only are we experiencing the results of sin in the physical realm, even our own bodies, the fact that we're dying is the result of the fall, but the creation also experiences a futility as a result of that fall. The whole creation was subjected by God to futility. Mm-hmm. So in this world, diseases, earthquakes, volcano eruptions, flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes. I mean, all of this is an expression of a world that is subjected to futility. So we shouldn't be surprised when we as believers, though we are loved by God in a special way and taken care of by God in every way, we shouldn't be surprised when we also experience many of the heartaches and the difficulties, the sufferings that belong to a world subjected to futility and corruption. Mm-hmm. And we all await with great eagerness the day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns and the sons of God are revealed and we enter into a brand new era in which these things are no longer true.
Yeah, and I was thinking as you're talking, Genesis 3, I think the wording there, God tells Adam, curse is the ground because of you.
Absolutely.
So there is a, you're saying, get this straight, that there is one consequence of our sin, of the sin of Adam originally and our continued sin today, is that the whole land is cursed in a way that brings about calamities and futility.
Absolutely.
Like this.
Yeah, we live in a world that reflects the fall. So we're not living in a paradise. Adam and Eve were placed in a paradise. We're not living in a paradise. We're living in a jungle, as it were. We're living in a very deadly, dangerous realm. And this is where my comfort comes from, is the knowledge that in the midst of this dangerous, deadly world, God had all of our days written down in His book before we lived one of them. So we're absolutely safe in the hand of God until the day comes that He's done with our existence on this side of eternity. Nothing will, in that sense, cut our life short. So I don't have, whether it's COVID-19 or it's hurricane season in the city of Houston, I don't have to live my life in fear. I can trust the God who is sovereign over all things and who tells us as His people that He loves us.
Now, I was thinking during this whole crisis about Amos chapter 3, verse 6, does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it? And you seem to be saying, too, that this is the Lord's work and that people, faithful Christians, have to have a theology that accounts for that. What about the person who doesn't have a theology that accounts for that? Where are they left?
Well, they'll be left making no sense of the world because they've rejected God's explanation for the way the world is. So they'll be left not being able to make sense of what happens and living with a constant sense of anxiety because now apparently they're in charge of their own safety and well-being and all the rest. I think we would be wrong to pretend that we can peer behind the curtain and understand everything, every reason why God allows something to take place. I think we would also be wrong, however, to conclude that sometimes the things that take place in this world are reflections of judgment by God on a particular culture. So I'm not suggesting that COVID-19 is a judgment from God on America for our sins. I don't know that. I can't peer behind the curtain and know that. But I would be short-sighted if I said it couldn't be that. It sure could. I mean, you look at a culture like ours, where we murder millions of babies every year, where we have exalted and honored and glorified sexual sin, where we have redefined marriage in ways that God condemns in His Word, to think that we're not deserving of judgment and to think that we would never meet with judgment from the hand of God would be misguided.
As a pastor, you've been, I know you've thought long and hard about how do you shepherd people through something like this. At our church, we've been doing, you know, Zoom meetings regularly throughout the week. And then, of course, our service on Sunday, not services, we can't have two. We're doing one service that is broadcast on YouTube and Facebook and sermon audio. How does a pastor shepherd his people through a situation like this?
Well, you and I have talked about this. Our elders have talked about this. There's a sense in which we began shepherding our people for something like this long ago. The best way that you prepare the people of God to face any kind of crisis is by a continual feeding of the congregation with the Word of God. The Word of God stabilizes the church of God. Ephesians 4 teaches that God gave pastors, teachers to the church so that as we and apostles and prophets before that talked, you know, historically speaking, God has given teachers to the church so that as we learn the Word of God, we grow up into the image of Him who is our Lord and Savior, the one in whose image we are destined to be conformed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a mature man, we're not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We're stabilized with truth. So what we're facing right now, all praise be to God, we prepared the congregation for it long ago, mm-hmm. just through verse-by-verse exposition. Mm-hmm. And so what you do now is you remind people. You're able to remind them of what they know, what they've been taught, what they should believe. And so you do that, and then you try to live out Romans 13. Mm-hmm. We as a church are going to be submissive to our governing authorities. We're going to seek to abide by that which makes for the public well-being, mm-hmm. so long as we're not being asked to violate the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so we've adjusted how we're shepherding our congregation until the time comes mm-hmm. that our governing authorities say they believe it's safe for us to meet together again. And then we're trying to normalize as much as we can everything that we would normally do. So we have a live stream worship service. We have live stream Bible study classes that meet together on Sunday evenings. We have live stream discipleship meetings on Thursdays for our men, Wednesdays for our ladies. We're encouraging people to reach out to each other and keep in contact with each other via Zoom chat and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So you just try to normalize ministry as much as you can and remind people that our God is good, that He's in control, and that we believe and obey His Word, beginning on a personal level and our families, and then as a congregation as we go through the crisis.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.